This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters brought to you by Corteva. The powerful combination of Enlist One and Liberty herbicides takes your weed control for Enlist E3 soybeans to a first-class level. Learn more at enlist.com/powerful tank mix. This week, Bayer Crop Science announced a new breakthrough in the battle against tar spot. Bayer researchers have developed a method to artificially inoculate tar spot in Bayer field test plots. DeKalb technical agronomist Jim Donnelly says that because tar spot is still relatively new to the United States, it has been difficult to learn as much about the disease as some other common threats.
With this one, it's been different. It's been a brand new disease. It's been a little bit more finicky. There's been a little bit of a learning curve into how we figure out how to get that inoculum out there and how to get disease in our plots. And we've kind of figured that out.
One of the main aims of the Bayer team is to increase tar spot tolerance in its corn hybrids through precision breeding technology.
You know, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we're delivering hybrids with pretty good tolerance, as good as we can. Not to say that we won't use it for evaluating fungicides, et cetera, but it's really about delivering the best products with the best tar spot tolerance. And the only way that we can really do that is put all of those hybrids in a test under disease pressure.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from Corteva.
We're talking right now with Scott Youngman. He is the Enlist Specialist for Iowa with Corteva, and we are talking about application reminders. And Scott, as farmers look ahead to that post-emergence herbicide application, what do they need to know?
How soon is that pre-emergence residual they put on going to be running out? You know, if the residual was put on weeks ago and they think it might be getting a little weak, it's probably time to maybe go a little early with our Enlist Liberty application and have that second residual in with that. We really, really, really want you spraying those water hemp plants when they're 2 to 4 inches. You're going to have so much better control at 2 to 4 inch weeds if you can get out there then. And then finally, the weather. You know, I'm happy to say it. Maybe got my fingers crossed that we're out of this El Nino. Maybe we're going to see some moisture. Weeds are going to hopefully be a little easier to control when we have a little humidity out there. When we talk about the weather, we also need to keep in mind the wind. We want the wind at least 3 miles an hour, not over 10.
Learn more at Enlist.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.